Hi, it's me. I said I was gonna stop saying that, but whatever. You know it's me. Hi. I hope you're doing good. I don't know. I guess I'm in the rambly kind of mood. I just want to talk, maybe get some things off of my chest a little bit. Vent a little bit. Sleepy rambles. Yeah, I think I've been posting more rambles, I guess. it's not a bad thing. I don't know, maybe it is a bad thing. Anyway, I guess I will talk about what I want to get off my chest first, and then I guess we'll see where things go. But, yeah, I guess what I want to get off my chest is that I've been dealing with an illness for a little while now. Maybe around almost 2 years, not quite. I was managing it well, but a few months ago I got off track pretty badly. I fucked up pretty bad, and I've been working towards getting better. My health has just been really inconsistent, and I will admit it's mostly my fault. I've been in and out of doctor appointments and doing a bunch of labs and tests and mainly just taking a ton of medications, which is not fun. Unfortunately, I'm not 100% back to being healthy yet. Overall, I've just been really uncomfortable and dealing with a lot of fatigue and extreme weight loss and a whole bunch of other things, and these medications I'm on have really taken a toll on my libido, my sex drive. It's the lowest it's ever been, and yeah, it kind of sucks because I do post a lot of not safe for work content, and for the most part, that's gonna be done with, as far as I know, until I'm better, until I'm off these medications. I don't know the time frame, but right now, I do not desire sex. I don't think about it. I don't want it. I don't watch porn, and I've recently stopped listening to GWA audios. I've been just listening to mainly PTA audios and soft and safe and comfy stuff. And I've been on YouTube a lot more. I'm watching my favorites over there. Almost all of my subscriptions who I'm subscribed to are ASMR artists. So I've been getting back into the YouTube ASMR community, which has been really nice and supportive. Basically, my sex drive is non-existent to me right now. It's been like this for about a month, and it doesn't bother me much, as I've experienced this before, but as someone who's usually pretty active in the audio community, I feel like I need to say this, or at least get it. It's been on my mind, I guess, to get off my chest. I'm not gonna force myself to create non-safe for work content. I never have. I never will. I know I don't owe an explanation to anyone, but I've been around long enough, and I feel comfortable with you to tell you when things are off or when I'm deciding to change things. So, with that being said, I will only be putting out safer work content until, you know, things get better. Which, fingers crossed, things get better soon. I hope you'll stick with me, and if not, I completely understand. Even though there is a strong possibility I will no longer post Nazi for work content, I won't let this illness stop me from enjoying things that I enjoy doing. I still want to record, I still want to post, I still want to interact and be active in the PTA community. I guess an upside to all of this is that I enjoy safer work content, like PTA content, most anyway, so it's kind of a good thing, I guess. I plan on being more active if I can, of course. I do have many, many safer work ideas. I also have many safer work scripts that have been passed my way that I will hopefully get a chance to fill. And I have some series I'm gonna finish up and start some new ones. And I also want to test out some like experimental like sleep audios and stuff. Yeah, I was gonna share more details, but I don't think I have to. I'm lucky enough to have understanding listeners, and thank you so, so much. And I didn't want to make this a whole big thing, and yeah, because things can change, things can get better. I just want to get it off of my chest and put it out there. Sorry, I'm trying to get comfortable. Yeah, hopefully at some point I'll be able to go back to my little signature way of posting. Like how I usually post on both PTA and GWA and share pictures and stuff. Hopefully I'll get back to that point. But yeah, right now PTA will be my main focus. And maybe sometimes I'll post some like random little things, maybe on my personal page. But yeah, I just want to get that off my chest and let you know. Yeah, I know a little while ago I posted like something on my page, like a listener appreciation update audio, like a little while ago, and I mentioned that I wouldn't be around as much and stuff, that it would limit what I was posting, and I wasn't exactly being 100% honest. The reason why I put that out there is because I knew I was sick and I didn't want to say anything right away because it's just, I don't know. I try to not get too personal, but just personal enough. And I think I have a good balance with that. You know, I'll have good days, okay days, bad days, amazing days are insufferable days. I'm sure everyone can relate to that, but just know that whenever I post something that I'm doing well, that I'm okay, and that I'm happy to share and post and interact, I'm never gonna force anything. I'm always, when I'm around, I'm good. Just know that I'm good when I'm around, because I do love sharing. I love spending time with you, and I hope I can continue to be in your ears. But yeah, gosh, okay. I was really nervous to say that, but I feel a lot better. I feel a lot better saying this now. Yeah, so I guess I don't want to like make that the whole audio, so I guess I can ramble some more. I'm just in bed. I woke up not too long ago. Sorry, my voice is like yeah. Oh, and if you have any safe for work suggestions or ideas or anything that's comforting or like fun or different, that's like on the safe side, please send it to me. I will definitely check it out and film as I can. I definitely want to be more active if I can. Right now I'm doing okay. So, yeah. Okay, enough of that. Hi. How are you? Tell me how you are. I want to know how you are. I hope you've been well. I've been thinking about you, and I hope you're good. What have I been doing lately? I've been watching a lot of like shows. I recently finished a show on Netflix called Behind Her Eyes. I think it's still on there. I think they said it was like a limited series or something. It's only like 5 episodes, so it's pretty, you can get through it pretty quickly if you like mystery or like supernatural fiction. It's based off of a novel called Behind Her Eyes. I should probably check it out because I really, really enjoyed the series. It's very like mind bending, which is straight up my alley. It's like a psychological thriller. Yeah, I would suggest checking out the trailer. Yeah, I thought the whole cast was pretty awesome. Everyone was so, like, the main characters, I think, are so stunning. Like, they're so stunning. It just was like, wow and awe. But yeah, I really enjoyed where it went, how it went. There was a bit of a plot twist, but I was pretty on it. You had to really pay attention and understand what's going on. But I was on it pretty good. I was pretty impressed with myself that I was on it. My sister was watching it, and she was so confused. It's like, this is that. but yeah, I really enjoyed it. It focuses around like astral projecting and lucid dreaming, which I enjoy doing. So it was cool to see that interpreted in a film or series, not a film, a series. But yeah, my point to bringing this up is that even though I really love the characters, like the main characters, there's one character, like the doctor, I fucking hate the doctor. I don't think I've ever been so like upset with the character. I don't know, he just made me so mad. I just wanted to like, I don't know, I wanted to fight him. I don't know. I don't know, whenever he got on the screen, I was just like, oh, I can't stand you. And there's another character in the show I watch. I can't stand her. Like, her character she plays, she clearly does her job good because I don't like her character. Like, I hate her character. I loathe her. Like, if I ever saw her, I'd have been like, but I know she's just an actress. But, yeah. Is there any characters from, like, a movie or a show that you just cannot stand? Like, you hate their guts? Like, whenever they're on screen, you're like, get the fuck out of here. Have you watched any movies or any shows lately that you wanna share with me? Yeah, let me know. I'm on it, and I've just been watching a whole bunch of stuff. But that one really stuck out. I don't know, maybe because I, like, could relate to it in some kind of way that I just really enjoyed it. But, yeah, tell me your, least favorite, like, character from a show or a movie. So we can, like, talk shit about them. Yeah. What else can I talk about? I don't know what else to say. I don't want to just, like, end it right now. It's been, okay, I've been talking for a while. I've been doing a lot of, like, random, like, rambles. I know it's not, like, the favorite thing, but I enjoy doing them. Especially, I'm in a kind of a talkative mood. What? I can't even talk. Oh my god. I'm in a talkative mood. I can't say mood. I'm in a talkative mood. I'm actually gonna go get a drink of water. I'll be right back. I'm back. I was gone for a while, actually. But you won't know because it was only like a second. But anyway, while I was doing whatever I was doing, I was just thinking about, like, wins. Like, I was trying to think about, like, positive things that have happened recently, aside from being sick. I've been, like, to the doctors, like, fucking, oh my god. At one point, it was, like, a daily thing, and I was just like, I'm tired of seeing you, but, like, I like you, but, like, I'm tired of seeing you. And my doctor's like, same. She's super cute, super sweet. But yeah, I actually had like a major, like, I wouldn't call it a fear. Same with the hospitals. I don't do well in hospitals. But yeah, I had so much, like, I don't know. Basically, like, before every appointment, I would have like a mental breakdown or a panic attack and just like, nope. I'm not going. Nope, I can't do this today. I don't want to go. So, it's not like that now. Just because I've been going so frequently, I've gotten, like, used to it and used to everyone there. And I can go in without having, like, any kind of anxiety. Yeah, it's just, like, a big win to just be able to just go in and not be, like, yeah, freaking out. What else is a win? I have another win. I actually had a really, really good weekend. Not this weekend. The last weekend. Yeah, last weekend. It was just very needed. I just keep thinking about it and the feeling. Like, it just felt right. It felt real. I'm sorry, that's not the word I want to use, but yeah, I don't know how to explain it. There was lots of like our plans kind of got ruined, but it was like the best kind of ruined. It was like a good, we had to take a few detours to get it right, but it was worth it. I enjoyed spending time with the people I was with, and I had like a touch of anxiousness, but I was able to like shake it off so fast. Like, even I was like, whoa, pat on the back. I didn't let anything get to me, get in my head. I got to be in the moment, stay in the moment, and enjoy it. I always have like that fear of just like, I don't know. I'm not the only person, but like, I have that fear of just like bothering people, especially people like I love or enjoy talking to or being with. Like, I just have this fear of just like bothering them or being too much or too little or not saying enough or saying too little, and try to find a good balance, but also try and be myself and not fake any emotions. And yeah, I just got to be myself that day, and I was accepted as myself. And I felt really supported and loved. And yeah, I just needed that. I don't know, it was just a really good day. It was simple. It was like, you would think we did like something super amazing, but it was just a good day. Yeah. When was the last time you had a good day? What did you do? What made it so good? Please share with me if you don't mind, of course. I always love hearing from you. I always love talking to you. You already know this. But yeah, if you want to share, let me know. Tell me. Tell me these things. But yeah, oh gosh, I've been talking for a while now. What else can I say before I go? Oh, ASMR. Yeah, I've been getting back to, like, my YouTube fam. People I've been following for, like, gosh, I think I looked at one person's thing. I've been following them for, like, 8 years. So crazy. So, so crazy. But, I don't know. The ASMR YouTube community, at least the ones I'm a part of, the ones I follow are just amazing. Just straight up amazing people. And I don't know how I could ever appreciate them enough. Like, I don't know. They're literally angels. Yeah, I don't know. But I appreciate so many ASMR artists and anyone who posts on Pillow Talk Audio. And even though I don't listen to GW anymore, even those people, I still, anybody who posts audio, it's like, I listen to a lot of audios. I guess it just goes back to me, it's like a comfort thing. Like, I cannot go to bed without either one. I cannot go to bed without talking to someone, either like texting or on the phone. Or I have to just, I hear someone just talking to me and I won't say anything. They could just talk and say whatever they want. I'm just like laying down listening until I fall asleep. Or I listen to like audios or YouTube, watch YouTube videos. ASMR or like rambling kind of audios. Those are my favorite. Yeah, it just goes back to, I think it's just like a comfort thing. Definitely picked it up from like sleepovers, I think. Just being like with someone or like people and just like talking and talking and talking. I don't know, there's something so nice about just talking to someone, like just literally until you just like pass out. I don't know, it's just comforting. It makes me sleep better hearing someone's voice, anyone's voice really. But yeah. Yeah, I'm just so, so appreciative and thankful for anyone who like posts stuff, like, because before I even started posting my own content, like, I was a listener, like a subscriber, a follower, a fan of so, so many people, and I still am. I try my best to like things up and comment and subscribe and support like all of my favorite people in ways like whatever way I can. It's always like those people, like, you just come across, you just like, you get it, like, you click with them, like, you like them, like, I don't know, like, I've been lucky enough to, I know a couple of people personally, and there's some people I don't know personally that I listen to, but it's just nice overall. It's just nice. It's just, I don't know, like I said, it's just feels good. I don't know what we did to deserve these ASMR artists and Pillow Talk posters, and I'm very much like a voice person. I love voices. I'm so picky with voices too though. And I don't know. Yeah, I just, voices are just like everything to me. I don't know. I know I'm not the only one. That's why I'm always like super surprised when people are like, I really like your voice. I'm just like, oh my gosh. Like, it's such a, it's a huge compliment for sure. But yeah. Since I'm getting back into like my YouTube ASMR people, like, I've been like kind of going through like my faves. And like my favorite videos and stuff, and I get so, so upset when like I go and their channel is gone, or like their videos are gone, or my favorite video is gone. I get so sad, but I completely understand. Like, I know stuff happens. Everyone who posts, there's stuff going on behind the screen, behind the microphone. Like, our favorite content creators are, like, I feel like most people who, like, post content, like, they're, like, going through it almost. Like, it's sad almost. I don't know. I know a lot of people are, like, going through it, but, like, they still post and stuff, and they still, you know, they're just, like, they're real people. So, yeah. There's this one person, he did, his stuff was, like, more, centered around, like, science. Like, all of his videos, like, that was his thing. I think he was I don't know if he was an engineer or something. Something he did, but he was, like, super, like, into science, and he was a good teacher, too. Like, I actually learned stuff from him, and I was, like, I kind of came close to him, not, like, super close, but he was super cool. Like, he put so much effort and time and editing. You can just tell just by the videos. And he wore his little, like, lab coat and stuff. I don't know. It was just so awesome. And I, like, always hyped him up because I'm like, dude, like, you're fucking amazing. Like, I thought he deserved, like, millions of followers. But, like, he was super humble. It's just, like, he just did it for fun. And I know he was going through it and stuff. And, like, he deleted his channel. That was so sad. But I totally get it. But, yeah, it was just cool, to see, like, the stuff that he posted. It was just very original. I didn't see very many, like, ASMR style videos like his. And you find those people, you find those gems, and you're like, oh, I want to hang on to them. I don't want to share them with nobody. Like, same with, like, music, you know, when you find, like, your favorite artist or favorite band, you're like, oh, nobody finds just these guys because they're so good. But then you also want to, like, share them with the world and be like, everyone should follow them. They should have millions and trillions of followers. But yeah. Oh my gosh, I'm rambling like crazy. Oh, let me stop. Wait. Oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize I was talking so much until, like, I looked at the screen. Okay, but yeah, I don't know. Anyway, personally, I like, I enjoy safer work stuff, like pillow talk stuff, like comfy, flirty, fun, playful stuff, like silly, goofy stuff, stuff that makes me laugh. I like to laugh. So anything that's, like, really playful. I like really people who, like, go out of their, like, way to, like, do, like, original content or, like, very, like, experimental stuff. Like, stuff, like, you normally wouldn't listen to. Like, I like listening to stuff like that, too. But, like, rambles. Rambles are, like, top tier for me. I don't know. Like I said, I love listening to people talk. But I also enjoy boyfriend experience, girlfriend experience. Or even, like, friends. I don't see a lot of friend, like, just, like, close friends or, like, platonic relationships. I think I'm gonna try doing more of those, because those are nice too. Like, I understand, like, relationships and stuff, but, like, you need those friend experiences too. But yeah, I just, yeah, rambles that are, like, topic specific, or, like, anything that's, like, anything that the person's just, like, passionate about, or, like, just whatever they're feeling, whatever they feel like sharing. I like listening to those because, I don't know, it just feels real. Like, I don't know, it's just more comforting to me. But I still enjoy role plays and stuff, listening to role plays. What is yours? Like, do you prefer not safer work content or safer work content? Or do you enjoy both? Do you like ASMR? Are you into that? Do you listen to, like, ASMR artists on YouTube? Yeah, I'm curious, like, what do you like? What are your favorite safer work tags? This is definitely information for me. I'm doing research. But no, seriously, I also want to know too. I'm curious. But yeah, oh gosh, I've rambled for so long. If you made it this far, thank you. And even if you didn't make it that far and you, like, skipped, I'm happy seeing you listen to me. I'm so, so happy you listened, if you listened this far. I'm literally just rambling. So thank you for listening to me. And yeah, I hope you're doing good. And yeah. PTA is going to be like my new home. So you might see my name popping up a little bit more. But yeah. I'm excited to try new things. Do other things for safer work content. And yeah, we'll just see where things go. And yeah, just... yeah. I hope you have a good day, a good week, and I'll be seeing you very soon. Okay, goodbye for now. What was that? Bye. Bye.